The debut album by Norwegian pianist Tord Gustafsson is called Changing Places. It blends his intellectual approach to jazz with his love of African-American spirituals. Critic Jim Fusilli says what results is a muted, serene recording that's also full of passion.
His background may imply an austere formality. For example, his thesis at the University of Oslo examined the dialectical nature as well as the eroticism of jazz improvisation. And while his music can be restrained, thoughtful, and somewhat measured, on his debut album as a leader, jazz pianist Tord Gustafsson transcends the limits of intellect to create music that is fraught with tension, color, and ingenuity. On Changing Places, the 32-year-old Norwegian keeps it cool and allows his songs to develop organically, as if they are being persuaded to emerge. Apparent are his influences Bill Evans and Keith Jarrett, yet his most influential model may be Billie Holiday. Gustafsson is moved by her ability to express profound emotion through seemingly simple phrases. The sparseness of his compositions and their evolution in his trio's hands permits delicate gestures, a gorgeous modulation, or a single blue note to expose a song's emotional core. In his home country, Gustafsson plays a variety of music, backing singers and playing African-American spirituals, and a kind of new take on New Orleans-style jazz. These influences have waggled their way into the trio's sound. The result is a Scandinavian version of Afro-Caribbean music. At its heart, Changing Places is an exercise in lyricism, in exploiting the tension between the plan and what evolves. Controlled spontaneity may be the best way to say it, or this. Tord Gustafsson is a pianist whose music suggests a fascinating future of quiet, intense exploration.
Tord Gustafsson, his debut album is Changing Places. Our critic, Jim Fusilli, also writes for the Wall Street Journal.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.